קניש, מחבר הספר, זה קורא אמונה וביטחון. וחזניש tries to explain a little bit in the Sefer Emunah veBitachon what is the Mahalach of Bitachon. Chazniche has his rich lashon, and the Chazniche starts and he says people think that the Baal Bitachon has to think that everything will be givaldik. The worstest thing is coming, it'll be the best. For sure it'll be the best. He doesn't have a suffix. For sure the best will happen. So the Chazniche does not bitachon. Maybe a Novi could tell you, he says, Tos noishenes nisazrecho belev rabim, a mistake that already people think that bitachon it means what we call that big choshev and mida bitachon, that if a person is standing in front of two things, bad or good, he has bitachon, the good will happen to him. Maybe if a Navi will tell him, he has to believe that a good will happen to him. If bad or good are in front of you, there's no reason to believe that good will happen to you more than bad. Says people think, no, if you don't think that the good is going to happen to you, du bist nicht kein Baal Bitachon. Tos nish enes. Ki kshiyamo da odom lifnei osid bilti mucha. A person will stand in front of a thing that is not Mukhra, and he has two ways. Achas toivo velo yashniyo. Chazniche, no. Not to say lo dovora. Achas toivo velo yashniyo. Not to say achas toivo v'achas ro. Ki betach iye toiv. V'im istapek v'choishes chash v'sholem. And if he's nervous, maybe something bad will come to him. Hu michoyser habitochem. I hope this can be tochem. This is what people think. V'ein hoiroe zu nechoino v'bitochem. This is not bitochem. And the Chazniche starts to explain, I know Bitochon, we said it's a very hard avoida. The Chazniche gives the first example. And I want to give you the first mashal how the Chazniche gives you the Pesach to work on Bitochon. Chazniche gives the example, and I will try to take it down mamish to bechush, to, you know, to our feelings. It says, a person is standing in front of two things that could happen to him. Bad or good. Two things could happen to him, bad or good. So we said the mistake things, bitochen, for sure something good will happen to me. No suffix, for sure something good will happen. Zik b'chazanish, a person doesn't have to think like that. For sure good will happen. So what? Zik b'chazanish hazik. If a person meets a zach, that miteva ha'olam could be that something bad will happen to him. Could be something good will happen to him, something good bad will happen to him. He's starting to get nervous. Maybe something bad will happen to him, right? He sees a big storm is coming. Could be it will hit him, could be it will not hit him. 50-50. He's getting nervous now. There's a bad king. Could be the king will decide to kill him, could be not. It's 50-50. The Baal Bitochon knows that the one that decides if the king will decide to kill him or not is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to kill him, so even if it's 90% that it doesn't have to happen, it will happen. And even if it's 90% that it has to happen, it will not happen. So why is one nervous now? I will explain. So Chazniche says like this. A person is walking and he sees a ganav with a gun. I'm not sure. Some ganav don't kill you. Not sure. He's nervous. If you have to die tonight, the ganav will climb in the window and kill you anyway, Hashem says. And if you don't have to die, he will not kill you. So why are you nervous now? So what you will answer me, I'm learning with some of Bitochon. So he told me, nay. But the chances that when a ganav is near to kill are bigger. So I'm nervous. So I want to mafshit it. Some people are scared from dogs. Yeah, that cause 70% of the people are scared from dogs. To the people that are scared from dogs, I'll just start with the people that are scared from dogs. It'll be easy for them to understand. When you walk near a dog, you're scared? Yeah. Why are you scared? maybe the dog won't bite you. Zag the Chazanish, there's no reason that the dog will bite you. It's the same reason that the dog will climb up the steps here now and find someone to bite him. If Hashem wants the dog to bite you, when you're walking in the street and there's no one is there, a dog will jump over a gate and will bite you. And if Hashem doesn't want that the dog will bite you, he will not bite you when you're standing near the door. I want to explain. So the guy said, no, but the chances, I'm called to the sakone. You're not called to the sakone. I will explain. How many people in the world were bitten by a dog that you know? Not only that, if you stand in your window of your house and you see a person walking in the street near a dog, you have a chance that the dog will bite him? Not at all. Mask him or not? You don't have a chance the dog will bite him. So why are you nervous when the dog is near you? If you're about bitochen, that's like the chazanish. If you're about bitochen, there's no way to be scared from the dog. I'm asking that it could be it's a tevadika scare, but this you could work on. I'll take an easier scare. Walking 1 o'clock by night in the street, no, not dangerous. I'm not saying now the vow to do it. We'll see. I don't know the dangerous neighborhoods. I don't know exactly where you're allowed to go. We're allowed, but I'm saying in some streets that it's not so gishmak to go 1 o'clock by night. But I speak on that kind of streets that when you hear your friend that is not scared goes, you don't call him when he gets home to see if he was killed. You don't like to go yourself by night. Yeah, nishta ze gishmak. But you never have a tzad if your father goes, chas v'sholom, maybe he was killed. You don't try to convince him, please don't go. Yeah, some people are scared, please don't go. Yeah, your friend goes, you don't have a tzad that he was killed. How many people, I think a lot of people go on that street, I don't know what street we're speaking about. I think every night, hundreds of people go. Who was killed last week? No one. Who was killed last month? No one. Last year? No one. Going in the Arab places. I'm not saying not to go, not. Who was the last time that a person was stabbed there? Maybe last week. But chutz from them. Chutz from them. When a person was not? Punished. Meaning to say that the chances are not higher. I'm speaking of the lower madrega. When the chances are not, and if it's not negiah to you, you don't think that really it's dangerous. You don't think really that a person will not survive. Maybe. If Hashem wants you to be stabbed, no, there's no reason the Arabs don't stab everyone that passes through. It's not going in Al-Amaisi anymore. To walk, what they did in the old days, in the world, you know, to walk yourself, says, person walks himself in Bisakvor in the middle of the night, yeah? Every night there's people there. And everyone comes back normal, they don't meet no one. But you yourself, a pachad chodim. This is not a real pachad. Dr. Chazanish, this is the first level to catch bitochen. Dr. Chazanish starts in the avodah of bitochen. If something has to happen to you, it could happen to you even if you will not be there. And if it doesn't have to happen, there's no reason, Dr. Chazanish. כאשר אדם נפגש במקרה אשר לפי נוהג שבעולם, צפוי סכנה מדרכי הטבע. אז מדרכי הטבע, לפחות. וירפאו מליסקו, it will make him weak for memory, שאין המקרה אדוי ניהלנו. The מקרה is not a reason. שאין מעצור מלהשם לא ישיע. There's no reason that Hashem cannot save us. And the מסויבבים, he could change the מסויבבים. He says, "Ve'havloge b'shoa kosho azu." I'm speaking first on the 50-50. A person that in that 50-50 matzav manages to win himself and to believe that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'lehashreis b'kirbo yesa emes, to believe. Ki ein lefonov shum pega ra miyad hamikre. Nothing happens because the matzav. I'm not speaking it in a matzav asot mekatari b'sa sakone. I'm taking you, dog near you, it's not called a sotan miskata gusha sakona. V'horaye, and when you see a person going near the dog, you're not looking, maybe in the end he's bitten. And I'm sure everyone could promise that Mistama today no one was bitten in the country. Even the thousands of people passing their dogs. Rak hakul mi itoy ben toiv lera, asher shoyresh emunosoy, inyan zen nikro midas abitoch. Inyan zen nikre midas habitoch. So I agree, I'm not saying so. A person will say, it's okay, it's chaval, the whole vitamin is chaval, because I could promise you if I'll go out, I'll see a dog, I'll run to the other side. Yeah, so what I'm working on. The truth is, it's not so true. This is a problem. I'm not saying, I'm also scared from dogs. So damn this. I'm working on it. I'm working on it not because I want not to be scared from dogs. It bothers me because it felt in bitoch. It's felt in bitoch. But I'm asking that as it could be as a teva de kechusha. It's bavus that the bali musa agdoilim would go. I'm not saying chas v'shalom to start to do that. Don't get me wrong. But I'm saying the bali musa agdoilim, it's bavus, they would go to the besakvoris by night to break the mit, to mashrish the midas habitoch. Not to do dangerous things that really have a danger. And again, a person has gone to these places because he's anyway not scared, and he thinks it's chveis, it's holy. I'm meret nishlav them. Meret, and a person takes a place that he's scared. He's scared. Lamazogin, he's scared by night to walk in the street here. Lamazogin. The street here, chveis, you know, a little bit in the side. I'm not saying how to do it. Chvimish, you know, I have to come doing strange things, chveis, in Shoshu Zayin. But be a soida, I know that the Bale Amusar Agdoilin, this was the level to start the bitoch. There's no reason in the world that you're scared. And again, the Chochmah is not to stand there to bite your teeth, to wait for an hour and to run back. The Chochmah is to manage to stand and not to be scared. Not to pass in a couple of dogs, you know, oh, I made a half an hour there a dog, I could go back to this Netosh. To win it. Zog de chazanish, zehu midas habitoch. Now I'm speaking on the lowest level, meaning to say that there's no real scared and there's no reason really to think. Now the chazanish explains that the first match, when a person matches bitochen, I'm trying to go to the oimek advorim, zvorim amukim, is when there's a reason for good and bad in front of you. The bitochen is not telling you now, what we said later, that everything is from Hashem, like we started, and even if bad happens to me, so in Gan Eden I'll be in Chveis Nish, I'll get a million. This is, you know, the top of the bitochen. We're going now, we're starting to build it. If it be bad, I'll be very sad, I'll cry. Suffering is terrible. It's from Hashem, but it's suffering. I suppose that suffering is also good, but this is really higher madregas. Suffering is bad. But I suffer if Hashem wants me to suffer. And if he doesn't want me, so we're not, we ask, but the shadis are ishtas. So what is the shadis? I will not look for a chavrusa. If Hashem wants, I will suffer. If Hashem doesn't want, I will not suffer. So, Zag de Chazanish, the first time is you have two things in front of you in life. As nothing what you could do about. No ishtadness. And you're starting to get nervous. Says, there's no reason to get nervous. So I want to skip a little bit, a second. The Chazanish wants us to get to a level that we're sitting Chas V'Shalom in a camp. And the Nazi is coming now. And we're putting on tefillin. We did a sukkah like we said last week. I did a small little sukkah. I made a sukkah. He will chat me or he will not chat me. He will chat me or he will not chat me. The chance that he will chat me and he will not chat me are the same. Even in a case that B'derech HaTeva is 80% that is bad and 20% that is good. I'll explain it in a second, why we have to think like that. Aber the Chazanish says, start lower. Start with, it stays 50%. So it means that the Teva was not mekarev you to think that something bad is happening to you. Bitochen says, nothing happens without Hashem. If nothing happens without Hashem, so you could say when it's 80% bad, it means Hashem put me already in a punishment. I need a ness. Person has in the machlech has v'shalom that the doctors say there is no hope. So we have to come to higher madregas and bitochen. We'll get to them to believe that it could be okay. But the Chazanish says before that madregas, 50% yes, 50% not. I'll give you an example that a bacher wants to get into the door. And he goes to Rabban to ask to get into the door. And Lefi, his cheshbon is 50% Rabban could say yes, 50% Rabban could say not. Zag the Chazanish, the Shaiter will think Bitachon, the Baal will tell me yes. Bitachon. This is a Shaiter, the Chazanish, in the first level. Shaiter. Why? You're a Navi. But, everything has to be good. We said the second level is no. Even if you say bad, it means good for me. Zag the Chazanish, leave that. I'm going to the first Bitachon. If Hashem wants, he will say yes, even if my father and my uncle, you know, gave five buildings to the mir, and they did this and they did that, he could say yes. Even if not, he could say yes. And he could say no, even if all these things won't be happening. The reason that I don't have a pull to here or to pull to here doesn't make a difference. Hashem decides what will happen to me. So for sure, Abachadar is a very bad boy. And he has 80% that he will not get in. This would be the second level to believe, but Lemaise, what Rabbanu decides, Hashem decides for him what to decide. So even if it's 80% that it's bad, Hashem will decide his chances. Not that Hashem will decide that it's good. But if Hashem wants me, Lemoshe, Hashem wants me to get in bed, so even the 10 boys went to say bad things on me, it's not a reason that Rabbanu will decide no. Hashem decides. Not for sure he will say yes. But if it's no, so even if these people will not go, Hashem will find a different reason that he would not. I will not look good in his eyes. He will stand not like me. He will be angry in that day. He will be sick in that day. For sure. Could be that these people went. This is one of the ways that Hashem got it for no. For sure it could be that the reason he decided no, because these 10 guys spoke against me. But I don't have to think that because of that is a reason that he will say no. If Hashem wanted him to say no, he would not like my nose. And if Hashem wants, yeah, he will think I dive it every day in yeshiva. And I see it, you see it b'chush. You see it b'chush. Zog the Chazanish, why is this Chazanish so important? Zog the Chazanish, the reason people start in Bitochen in the wrong way, and b'melech they never get the Bitochen. Zog the Chazanish, a person, and every person I think could take to himself this kind of Bitochen, and to measure himself. If you start in the higher madrigas of Bitochem, you get patches the whole time. No, something is going to happen, I'll be givaldik. No givaldik. No givaldik. Oh, but the teretz is again. My chavrusa will drop me even if I'll be there every day. I deserve to be dropped if I miss. But he will drop me because his rabbein will tell him that I'm not lomdus enough for him. His rabbein will tell him that now is a nochem bochem from that yeshiva came, that he has to do a chesed. Someone else will convince him. So he decided because of a different reason. I don't have to feel again. As Zot HaChazanish, the person that has bitochem, nothing is pressuring him. For sure, everyone wants to be good. Everyone wants to have a lot of money. Everyone wants to have a good life. And not every time it happens. The reasons will not change Dr. Chazanish. The fact that you see in front of you, don't make it closer or far from what has to happen. Because I believe if it has to happen, it will happen anyway. So you're right. Sometimes, but it looks already that Hashem decided. This is when it's 80% bad, so a person is not strong enough to be talking yet, but it looks. That's why it looks. For Hashem, 20% and 80% is the same yet. For sure, most people, we go basaroyf, yeah? Because Nish writes in the tshuva, most people that are in the Holocaust, maybe we could be matter the noshim if we don't know the husband came back, because it's a roif that they were killed. But again, everyone knows, read stories of people that were saved in the Holocaust. You know, the people that decide to be saved, every time the story goes, every time they're saved. Yeah? Every time, it skips them. Every time it skips them. If he wants, Hashem every time could help. The bad reason that is coming close doesn't make it Hashem shorter. Hayad Hashem tiktzor, zok b'chazanish. We think it's harder for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not harder. It's not a bit harder for him to save me in this matzah from that matzah. We see it the whole time. Chazanish finishes. U'mimidas ha-bitochoy, how it works, he says, Shemay midal atzmoy, that even on the tzad that it's bad, it's because Hashem decided that it will be bad. And it didn't happen in a mistake. So, if a person on Amazon gets $1 million, oh, Hashem sent me the $1 million. Hashem send you the patch. It's coming. Send it. And run away, it's also coming. It's the Chiyuv Hishtadlus. We're speaking now when the Chiyuv Hishtadlus is not in front of you. The Hangman. You're in this house and you have to go to the other house. You have to go tonight. Take the easy case is to work on it. Emma said, you finished to eat somewhere, it became late, you can't sleep there, you have to go to the other house. Okay, you could ask five people to walk you. There's no one to walk you. Could be you could run. But you're running. Lama Zagan, this is the amount that you have to run. Ishtadlus. But you don't have to be scared. There's nothing to turn your head back when you're running. Lama Zagan, the Ishtadlus is mechayev to run. I'm saying, start to work in the easier madrega. What are you nervous about? If the Shekhet has to hit you, with five people walking, 20 shkatsim will come around you. With running 10 times, the guy will meet you in the alley, in the corner, and it will get you. And if he doesn't have to, he will not be there tonight. It's hard. Abba Zakdeh Chazanish, this is the case to work in Bitachon. This, Abba Zakdeh Chazanish, his sefer is called Emunah Bitachon. Zog de chazanish ve'la'omu emunah ve'bitochen achasi. The way I'm saying bitochen now, zog de chazanish, this is the tchilas of bitochen, chazanish goes weiter. But zog de chazanish emunah ve'bitochen achasi. The klore emunah, this is bitochen. This is bitochen. Chazanish says, "Ma kal leshager bepivu besfosov es habitochen." To speak habitochen, it's very easy. Shikshla alocha veloy lemaise, rakim misaneg al dvorim dimyoynes mazirim mesamchim humates atzmoi that he's from minas habitochen. And the only thing that it helps in the meantime, like the Chazanish, is to have nice pink dreams. Chaloimus neimim ala osi da komus, who knows when it's coming on. How a person knows if he got a pips of bitochen? Bezois ipochen ipi velibay shavim. Veloi rak sheyodea letzavtzef bitochen bitochen. Kashenivgash bemikre adeirish bitochen. He bumps into a case that you need bitochen. He has bitochen or he doesn't have bitochen. So it's very scary, and I know you're right that it's kind of scary that people have inside them that could be, this is what some mumchim say, that it's even a bit, you know, nicht normal, that, you know, everyone develops a kind of scare to something, yeah? Like a person is scared from, some people are scared from bugs, yeah? That's not mentioned as they're scared from bugs, they run away from bugs, yeah? Not have so much man, but that's also mentioned. So there, you could say it's not mamish to skip on what the bug could do to them. Yeah, they run away. What if you if they would think the bug can do nothing? Yeah, so it's not chisson bitochen. Yeah, it's not, it's mishugas. So some of the skir from dogs from different zachem could be also not every time a stira betuchol bitochen. Like these people are scared from bugs, and if they think so, the bug will touch them, and then what? But they know the bug can't eat them, yeah? Ask them. Bug eats or bug doesn't eat, yeah? They know bug doesn't eat. They know no one in the world happened to them something from a bug, yeah? But they run away when they see a bug. So some people, I'm just mechazik ourselves, some people, the scariness from dog, from night, from all different zachen, has epis to do with that. So it doesn't mean that if the first minute you measured yourself and you failed, it means that you're talking not about the tochen. But the tchilas ha'atzloche, and every person, the Chazanish says, could take himself. I'll give you an example. A bocher is late for lunch, for a good reason. Now, Baruch Hashem is sitting in a normal table, yeah? Now, there, for six portions, for six people. My father told me once. He was a bacher in Israel, he lived in Israel when he was a bacher in Baltimore. They had six normal bachers sat on the table. And it was a special dessert. go a special dessert. And they came with only five. All the finished, six people finished to eat, and five desserts were left on the table. Because everyone said, maybe mine is missing, I'll not take, I'll let everyone else eat. So when they finished to eat, everyone got up, and they saw that five desserts were left on the table. This is the way the Torah have to behave. Not the one of six people, and you know, six people come, and only five have what to eat. Yeah. But let us have a person sitting, this is a bazundo. You're coming, you missed your meal. For different reasons, you're coming 10 minutes late. Yeah? And it's a svara to say that the your table people would think that today you're not coming. Because you miss Seder. And it's a svara to say that there were no lunch, no Yom Shlishi, Lamazan, you don't miss. And you're thinking to yourself, and your mom is nervous, if I will miss, so I have to buy, and this doesn't fit in my budget. You know, all your cheshbonos. One said, what are you nervous? Measure, why are you nervous? Other they did it, other they didn't do it. If they did it or they didn't do it, it's talking like a Kodesh Baruch. If you will decide that you not have lunch today, so even if they will not do it, someone will come today and take away the extra. The guy will come sometimes. The guys in the past, by the way, they help themselves. And if they had to, if they, so why are you nervous? If you're nervous like the Chazon Ish, you believe that things could happen to you not from Hashem. I'm not saying again, you have the people that every time they take away from you, this is really the higher madrega we're speaking, and bitoch. To believe that even if I was sitting at a different table, everyone will take away from me. So this is what is the shtalas, to move a table, not. But I'm saying, to start to work on cases that are 50-50. 50-50. You have to go somewhere. Maybe I missed my ride. Maybe I didn't miss. Maybe I missed my ride. There's nothing what you could do anymore. So why are you nervous? Why are you nervous? Where is Yibitoch? Not to be a tzad that the other tzad will be very sad. And not to be sure that Hashem doesn't want it to be sad for you. But to work on that Hashem is the one that is doing. And when I see something is happening, when there's no shaykh to the ishtadlis, I don't have a pachat. Person, I'm not scared from the dog. I know there's no reason in the world that because the dog is near me, he will bite me. Stuck in that. But I think maybe I will misbehave and he will decide to hurt. Why? Why do you think like that? No one else is misbehaves near the dog. But he will smell that. I'm scared. You know, all this demyaynus. If Hashem will want, he will do it. If not, he will not do it. This is the first haschole. And he said, if a person happens to him and he sees that he's not managing, he's not holding in bitochen. Stop.